Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Heinie Mueller. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting third. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Brown. Batting fifth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hugh Mulcahy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Hugh Mulcahy. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting third. The right fielder, Ival Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Willard Hershberger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Weaver. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Weaver. And now, play ball. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey strikes out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney bunts towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Sherin moves to second. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sherin moves to third. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood takes first base on ball 4. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Atwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Hirschberger and he is safe. Martin steals second. Art Rebel pinch runs for Hirsch Martin. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is walked intentionally. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sherin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman who is chasing the ball. Sherin reaches third base with a triple. Rebel scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Phillies. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 0 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Art Rebel now playing center field. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rebel. Cook reaches second base with a double. Frey goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Phillies. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Rebel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Atwood bunts towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Arnovich moves to second. One out. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulcahy hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick is called out on strikes. One out. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Art Rebel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebel takes first base on ball 4. Klein moves to second. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to third. Rebel moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers strikes out. One out. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arnovich takes first base on ball 4. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Atwood takes first base on ball 4. Arnovich moves to second. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulcahy bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Arnovich moves to third. Atwood moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Arnovich scores. Atwood moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Phillies. Art Rebel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rebel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cook moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops it up and throws to first, with Mulcahy covering, for the out. Cook moves to third. Goodman moves to second. One out. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Goodman scores. It's Phillies, 3, Reds, 3. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Riggs hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin misplays the ball. That's an error on Sherin. Hershberger scores. Kraft moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Reds. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Whitney reaches second base with a double. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Arnovich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rebel who is chasing the ball. Frey reaches third base with a triple. Al Smith now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frey scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Cook moves to third. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kraft is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Riggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. McCormick scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 7-3, Reds. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-3 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella is 0-for-1 in the game. Cascarella strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Frey strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Cook reaches second base with a double. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-4 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Rebel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rebel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sherin hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.